For inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, the Vancouver Autopilot is off for the past little while. What you just heard there were landlines. Before that, we were in the woods. Then everything sort of started off with Brains Cleared, then Mayakovsky and Halfwit, and The Labyrinth there. At some point, I believe a playlist will be available for that. But in the time being, let's get some Huevos Rancheros going on here. This is GAC, Exploding Head Movies, here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming up. Here are the Ramblin' Ambassadors.
Okay, hello, I'm Tim, again, Sarah Lep, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We started off with a little selection from their third album, Ramble On. That was the Ramblin' Ambassadors, and that was Clambake. Just came out March 6th, only on vinyl and download. Then we heard a little bit of John Oswalt there, taking on the Beatles, Warbling Woodwinds and all that from Strawberry Fields. That was known as S-Field. And what we just heard from 1967 was the Sundowners with Always You. Sundowners came out of Glen Falls, upstate New York, and they toured the Monkees and Jimi Hendrix separately. And they managed to last up until 2011, when they officially broke up, though their heady day had long passed. So welcome to yet another episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's balmy Little Community Radio Station, CITR. 101.9 FM, 88.5, Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca from Vancouver, out here on the peninsula, as exam time kicks in and all the cherry blossoms fall off. I'm Gak, and I'll be steering these ships through the high seas until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So towards the end of the show, we'll look at sinking ships, icebergs, and other things associated with the upcoming centennial of the loss of the RMS Titanic. We'll tinker a bit with James Horner's score to James Cameron's epic 1997 film, which is out now in 3D. And it's got a soundtrack release, but I'm not a big fan of it, so we're going to kind of skip around it a bit, looking more towards Gavin Bryars' orchestral memories. However, as evidenced, we kind of started the show here, and continuing the background here, this is a little piece from Dave Grusin's score to the 1969 Paul Newman racing film, Winning. This is California Montage. And we're going to stick in California for some easy listening, beginning with Albert Hammond. And some of us better know him as the father of Albert Hammond Jr., guitarist from The Strokes. But Albert Sr. is an established singer-songwriter from London and originally from Gibraltar. Moved to L.A. in the early 70s. I was first exposed to this song in the 2010 film Greenberg, originally from the 1972 album of the same name. This is Albert Hammond with It Never Rains in Southern California here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Back home, I nearly made it. each one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me. Don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break. Give me a break. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displace Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in my bowl, taking movies,
relaxing a while,
living in style, living in style.
Talking to raisins, who occasionally plays L.A.
Casually glancing at his toupee. Gotta make the most out of the toaster.
Come on down.
I ease myself down.
Come up brown.
Come up brown.
I prefer the poison very more than any ordinary jam.
I'm a citizen for poison very jam fan. Would you put my photo on your piano?
To Mary Jane.
To Mary Jane. Best wishes, Martin. Oh, Roger Draft Dodger, leaving by the basement door.
Leaving by the basement door.
Everybody knows what his TV turned on there for. Wish I was an English muffin. Gotta make the most out of the toaster.
Come on down.
I ease myself down.
Come up brown.
Come up brown.
I prefer the poison very more than any ordinary jam.
I'm a citizen for boysenberry jam fan.
South California.
South California.
one of the deeper cuts off Simon & Garfunkel's album Bookends. That was Don Costa with his version of Punky's Dilemma, something of a road test before the producer-slash-arranger-slash-orchestra leader helped with Barbra Streisand's version for her 1969 album What About Today? Now, Costa was best known for his work with Frank Sinatra's later recordings, including the seminal work and the arrangement for My Way. And in the background here, from both London and Cambridge, England, this is Hong Kong in the 60s with At Harrington's, off the trio's 2010 EP, Places. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We're going to hop down now to New Zealand, where I believe Folk Oasis's host, Mademoiselle Val Cormier, is currently trekking around. As I recall her plans, and I saw her tweets recently, she's presently near Christchurch, which is the home of this next act, which is the Bats. The quartet actually has stronger roots to the Dunedin sound just south there in New Zealand, and the Bats' heyday was primarily in the late 80s and early 90s. But since 2005, they've been steadily releasing an album every couple of years. And actually, speaking of Folk Oasis, before I forget, I'll be filling in for Val next week. Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. here on CITR. So from last year's Free All the Monsters, here are the Bats with Simpletons.
than ever. I was stranded in the middle of the night. I was washed out to sea. Out of the water, you appeared like a dream to me. And I want to thank you, imaginary girl. You blow my mind. You got to be joking. Things have changed since you came my way. You gave me something to live for. Dark in the night and brighten up my day. And I want to thank you. Imaginary girl, this is a song for you. Be mine forever. I really need to know if you feel this too. It's gotta be now or never. Got to be now or never. It's gotta be now or never. Imaginary.
Nashville. Those were the Silver Seas with Imaginary Girl. You find that off their 2006 album High Society. For a time, they were known as the Bees, but when the British band that we know as a Band of Bees took off and some copyright claims flew, the Silver Seas were born. Actually, I had hoped to play one of their earlier Bees tracks there, but this show is quite stuffed to the gills already. And in the background, this is Computer Dreams with Cloudy, messing around with that dual 1986 song, the ubiquitous The Captain of Her Heart. And this is off a split cassette with an act called Napoleon, although not spelt like Monsieur Bonaparte. And it's through the Beer on the Rug label. You're listening to CITR 1.9 FM here in UBC. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And we're going to hop over to back California for a spell before coming back up north. And the Best Coast should have a second album due next month, presenting a little bit of a cleaner take of their West Coast fuzz pop. Bethany and Bob will be coming up this coast in support of that album. May 21st, they're playing Portland at the Aladdin. Then the next day, the 22nd, they hit the Neptune in Seattle. But May 23rd, they're going to play the Commodore here in Vancouver. So, coming up, it is the title track to West Coast's new album, An Ode to That Golden State, just uploaded a couple weeks ago. And this is the only place here on CITR.
We were born with sun in our teeth and in our hair when we This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Pacific Daylight Time here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, 88.5 Shaw Cable, and on the internet, www.citr.ca. My name is Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies, and in the background is the Giancarlo Barigozzi group with Flute and Organ Blues, and this came off the Rock in the Air album. And based on what I could figure out through the Italian Wikipedia site, Barigozzi was a saxophonist, an audio engineer who specialized in European jazz. And he himself spent some time in Hong Kong in the 60s, alluding to a previous backdrop cue used. Anyway, we just heard Feist there with How Come You Never Go There. And that's off the Juno Award-winning Adult Alternative Album of the Year, Metals. And Feist also scored two other Junos in last week's Wacky Ceremony in Ottawa. Best Artist and Best DVD for a documentary look at what the light did now. Feist kicks off a world tour this coming weekend at Coachella in Indio, California. Closest that she'll come to Vancouver, though, is the Sasquatch Festival Memorial Day weekend in the Gorge in Washington. But she's also hitting Sled Island in the midst of a midsummer in her hometown of Calgary, which has turned to a must-see for me based on some news I'll get into later. How much time do we have here? One thing I was hoping to do was have an interview with one of the members from the Alloy Orchestra. These are the guys that there's a trio that provides soundtracks to live films, silent films, as they're playing. So at the Van City Theater, April 13th through the 16th, they'll be providing the backdrop to Not Just for Kids, Metropolis, the original Phantom of the Opera from the 20s, and then Morning to Midnight. So check the schedule at vif.org/theater. All right. So in the meantime, let's head to Oshawa. Not Ottawa. Oshawa. That's where Cuff the Duke come from, although they now base their operations in Toronto. They have a new covers EP out called In Our Time, but let's hear a track off their latest full release, Morning Comes. So here's Cuff the Duke with Count on Me here on CITR Vancouver.
Starts to freeze and contract like a fist. We're only do the birds know when to move on? And how do swallows always find their way home? Why does the hawk always hunt alone? And how do seagulls fare in the storm?
Live last week, the Rococo at Electric Owl, and that was Loco Bilingual Act, Winter Myths with Birds, and that's off their latest album, Oceans, except there's an accent aigu over the E, so it's Ocean, or something, I can't do it. Behind me here, this is a Crockett Glover, this is Ghetto Breeze off the 2009 Cinematic Funk compilation, and you can find that through the Macombo label. You're listening to CITR Vancouver, I'm Gak, this is Explodin' Head Movies. And up next is Said the Whale, the local nautical act, and they've started a cross-Canada tour out east. Looks like after their time in the Maritimes, they're in Quebec right now, but they'll be back on this western province at the end of the month, along with other local bands, Chains of Love and Ono Yoko. So April 28th and 29th, they'll be at Kelowna. They'll be playing Habitat. One of those is an all-ages show. The other one is a 19+. So take a look at your Kelowna listings if you're out there. in town here. May 3rd, they'll be at the Vogue Theater, and then they wrap things up May 4th at Victoria at the Alex Goulden Hall. They're also going to play Sasquatch at the end of May. So from the latest album, Little Mountain, this is the lead track here, Said the Whale here with We Are 1980.
It's an empty cold outside. I sent you back just the smoothest rock I could find, accompanied by just a couple of words came to mind. It's an old concept, sending letters again. Well thought out, rehearsed and written in pen. Paperless ear is a thing of the past. Cutting down trees and using our guys. We've got mandarax, loveless sex, and information passing right through our skin and the lesson known in spite. All the rules of my own that I break up in strides. Ignore my front back, ignore my left and my right. It's my morale compass, and it's easy to find. Well, front out, intentionally left behind. Incredible, yes, but how could I ever sleep at night? Know I had rules and know I had to abide. We've got mandarax, loveless sex, and information passing right through our skin.
You have a child in grades 3, 4, or 5? The Gecko Project is a fun and easy study being conducted by researchers from UBC. We'll drive our mobile lab to your house so there's no hassle, and your child will get to play some fun and exciting games with our research assistants while you answer some questions about home life. You and your child will both receive a $25 gift certificate from a local business for your time. Come be a part of Gecko Project today.
To participate or learn more, call 604-827-3426.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with requests.
little retro Vancouver music there from 1994. That was Daytona with Herb Bonneville off the album Chicane, which came out back when Zula Records used to run a label. And for a time, I believe Mr. Darren Gill of Stereoscopic Readout, you can hear Thursdays around the same time as this show here on CITR, used to play bass for them, but that was live. I don't know if he actually made it onto tape or not. Meanwhile, I'm going to boost this a little bit here. Behind me is some shadowy men on a shadowy plant. This is Jackpot off their 1991 album, Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham. And in January, I did an entire episode of those shadowy men with rumors of a re-release. You know, it's just catch up on the podcast there from January off of CITR.ca. And those rumors were true. As June kicks off the remastering and re-releasing of, first off, their debut, Savvy Showstoppers, through Lethbridge label Mammoth Cave Recording Company. And eventually they'll be releasing all the other albums. Not sure what's going to happen with the singles and whatnot. Even more exciting is that Dallas Good of the Sadies is going to be filling in for Reed Diamond's Bass Shoes for a couple reunion dates. So for those of you in Toronto, July 14th, they'll be at Lee's Palace. But for Calgary, June 20th, as part of Sled Island, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet will be playing the Royal Canadian Legion. It's the first time in like 20 years that they've played together. And, yeah, I'm really excited about this. Yeah. It's hard to tell with me sometimes when you look just to see how I feel. And, yeah, Shadowy Men are online now. They have a Bandcamp page. There's YouTube. So the internet is delightfully shadowy and new. I'll get into more of them as Sled Island approaches. But let's get back to some new music here. And we're going to start off with Vancouver power duo Japandroids. Brian and David are going to be hitting Europe in May, and they're doing a North American tour in June. Eager fans can head down to Seattle June 11th to see them play Numos, but July 7th, we'll see them return home for a show at the Biltmore Cabaret. So from their upcoming second album, Celebration Rock, these are the Japandroids with The House That Heaven Built.
you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
on the soundtrack to Year Zero, but not the Trent Reznor / Nine Inch Nails HBO show proposal thing. That was Vancouver's own Black Mountain with Mary Lou. And Year Zero features some reworked material from the Vancouver Sludge Rockers' older album material, including some from their most recent album, 2010's Wilderness Heart. Meanwhile, in the background here, off his Polaris Prize-nominated New History Warfare Volume 2 Judges album, this is bass saxophonist Colin Stetson with Red Horses. And aside from his solo work, Stetson has worked backup for Arcade Fire, and he's currently touring with Bon Iver. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. We'll get to the boats that no longer float, but here's a leftover track from last week's profile on the film Norman. This song introduced a great many people to Montreal's Wolf Parade. This is an acoustic take off this highlight from 2005's Apologies to the Queen Mary. So here's Wolf Parade with the Redux version of You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday. Thank you.
behind me here. This is the late June Siba, who went with his name reversed, Nujabes. This is Counting Stars off the 2007 compilation second collection. That's through his label Hideout Productions. Siba had a few record stores in the vibrant Shibuya district of Tokyo and also contributed to the anime series Samurai Champloo. Fortunately, Siba was killed in a car accident in February 2010 at the age of 36, leaving behind many a track that have been posthumously released last year as the album Spiritual State. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of the launch of the maiden and sadly the final voyage of the RMS Titanic, which struck an iceberg late on the 14th of April 1912 near the coast of Newfoundland, sending over 1,500 people to an icy death. So for the rest of the show, we'll mark the influence of the Titanic in our culture. And we're going to start off with the old Vancouver act, The Organ. They had definitely a connection to CITR in the past. Some of the members had shows here, and I think they actually won one of the shindigs once. So from their 2004 album, Grab That Gun, this is Sinking Hearts. No, that was just mean. That, what we just heard there, features a great number of samples from James Horner's score to the 1997 film Titanic. But those are conceiving singer Celine Dion. A little electronic processing there, as though she were on the boat itself as it sunk. So that was Rujak Manig's with Sinking Heart. And that's off the 1999 cinematic tribute compilation, Extracted Celluloid, through the Illegal Art record label, which is home to Girl Talk. And Titanic was the first billion-dollar film, without any adjustments there, nominated for 14 Academy Awards, took home 11. And Horner's score proved to be quite popular, which is a bit of an understatement, to the point that right now with the IMAX 3D re-release of Titanic out in the supporting cinemas now, there's a four-disc soundtrack available, which basically takes the original soundtrack and some additional stuff, and then period pieces of the 19-teens. But there's been some controversy with Horner since it seems like he's been recycling motifs from prior films for a while. In the background, this is John Donne with a cue that starts off the PBC or PBS series, Downton Abbey. This is Titanic, referring to the loss of one of the characters' fiancées that first starts the story. Meanwhile, let's listen to the Icebergs, and then we'll actually listen to the hymn that was rumored to have played as the boat sank. So off the recent National Parks Project album through Last Gang Records, which commemorates the centennial of the first Canadian parks, and this finds inspiration from a Similik National Park in Nunavut. So this is Dean Stone from The Apostle of Hustle, Inuit throat singer Tanya Tagak, and Andrew Whiteman of Broken Social Scene, and this is The Iceberg Cometh here on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
using the reported hymn that the musicians on board the sinking Titanic played as people attempted to flee. That was the Gavin Bryars Ensemble with Autumn, with All Strings, otherwise known as the Titanic Hymn. And that's off Bryars' 1969 work, The Sinking of the Titanic, which is going to be performed in various states across England this week and for the rest of the month as the bassist composer conducts his ensemble to mark the centenary of the foundering of the Titanic. And just over 700 people survived the sinking of the virtually unsinkable ship, mostly women and children, as per old naval tradition. And the last living survivor, Milovina Dean, passed away in her sleep in 2009 at the age of 97. And Dean was lifted off the Titanic at the age of 2 months. And one mark of the Titanic that was actually played in the midst of Gavin Bryars' piece there, it sort of demonstrated the power of radio as a transmitter. Since aboard the ship, it sent out a massive amount of Morse code messages along with the flares and balloons and things like that prior to power loss, which allowed for nearby ships to respond in time to rescue more people than usual, as per past naval disasters. So we actually heard a brief excerpt of the Morse code sent. I don't really have a really citation for it. It's just a little YouTube thing of the distress. And not sure how Morse code aware you may be, but mixes the old CQD signal with the newer SOS. Meanwhile, in the background here, this is the actual sound of an iceberg, recorded in Antarctica by a German exploration science team with the Alfred Wegener Institute. This is the sound of iceberg B09A colliding along the bottom of the Ekstrom ice shelf in 2000. And a whole bunch of subsonic sounds were sped up. But based on the pressure of the water rushing through this iceberg, which measured 50 by 20 kilometers, it began to sing. So B09A became known as the singing iceberg. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this Easter Monday. Coming up in about a minute or so, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. The Midnight. It's Canada Post Rock, and they'll close our broadcast Monday around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, you can just grab the podcast off CITR's website, just www.citr.ca. Click on schedule, and you'll find me under the Monday evening slot. But you can also just search iTunes, just check the podcast directory. Look for CITR, you'll find all our fine programming there. But if you search for Exploding Head Movies, it should be one of the top results. You also search Facebook and Twitter for Exploding Head Movies, too. Next week, it's going to be a long overdue look at Argentine composer Lalo Schifrin. But, let me just get out of here. Fill out all the paperwork we need to. So the Jazz Show is coming up next year on CITR Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on cable 88.5 on Shaw and on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, the Easter Monday edition, with your host, Gavin Walker. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Wee-doo-wee. Wee-doo-wee.
Mm-hmm.